New Yorkers went to the polls on Tuesday to decide school budgets and school board elections. The New York State School Boards Association says 98.4% of the school budgets were approved. Tim Creamer, executive director of the School Boards Association, said the campaign for a school board in Saratoga was a bit unusual in its tone.
That was an unusual one. What you had there was a slate of candidates who were running on the platform of rearming monitors in Saratoga. They raised over $40,000. They hired a political consultant. We hadn't seen that kind of activity ever before. And interestingly enough, only one of the three won. The other two people who won appear to be people who are not necessarily interested in rearming those monitors. The guns were taken away in a 5-4 vote, so that may still be the policy even after the election.
Is that an issue that's been debated not just in Saratoga Springs, but other districts?
Absolutely.
You know, arming resource officers?
Oh, yeah. Not so much in the same way as Saratoga, where there were guns in the place and then they were taken away. It's more of whether or not we're going to hire school resource officers who have the ability to carry. Some school systems want that. Some do not. But it is something that is certainly cause for debate.
There's always the talk about testing standards for teachers. The computerized testing caused a lot of controversy this year. What is the status of testing, standardized testing, computerized testing, which always seems to bring about a strong debate?
Standardized testing is required by the federal government, and so we do that as part of our accountability plan. But the uses of that data have been minimized dramatically. We can't use them for any really substantive decision-making. But it is a way to figure out how well our students are doing. The use of computerized testing is likely going to be the future. We can do a whole bunch of different and rather and quicker assessments if we can use computers in order to do that. We can also customize it to the pace and skill set of each individual student. But you got to get it right. And to date, we have not had a system in place that has been trustworthy.
An issue facing lawmakers and schools, not just in this state now, but all over the region, really, is the medical exemptions or the religious exemptions for measles vaccinations. The measles is really causing a problem in southern parts of this state. There are some parents who say, I don't want my child exposed to this vaccination. There are others who say, of course, you can't bring your child in if they're going to be spreading measles. Is the School Board Association come out on this?
Yes, we have. We believe that children should be vaccinated. We would support the removal of any exemptions for religious purposes. There are going to be medical purposes. There are times when a child can't be vaccinated for a particular medical reason. We're okay with that. But these religious and philosophical exemptions are something that we think put other children in danger.
Have you been hearing from school boards about this issue, especially from Rockland and Orange down that way?
Yes, very isolated. Rockland County, Orange County is where we have seen these populations. I think they're handling it as best as they can, but what it means is students who have not been vaccinated possibly have to be removed from school for as up to 21 days, I understand, so that they don't expose other students, and it could be a real problem. If they could get enough people vaccinated, there's this thing called the herd vaccination or something where you have enough people that you can't expose. It's not a danger to people who are unvaccinated any longer. And we have a few pockets in this state where we don't have that herd vaccination inoculation in place.
Tim Creamer is the executive director of the New York State School Boards Association.